The Gist. This is part one of a series of blogs on the 2024 Mast Cell Masterminds Conference and focuses on diseases of the pelvic veins. While connective tissue damage can occur in many areas of the body, the high collagen levels found in the veins puts them at special risk. There are several places in the pelvic area where the weaker veins are at increased risk of being compressed by the stronger, more muscular arteries. This compression, or congestion, can block blood flows, resulting in swelling and pain in the abdominal pelvic area and/or legs, and the development of non-pelvic symptoms like dizziness, brain fog, fatigue, migraines, IBS, etc. Collateral veins that develop to enhance blood flow can also impact the nerves, causing pain. As with POTS and hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos, most people with the signature finding of pelvic venous diseases, venous insufficiency, i.e. reduced blood flows in the pelvic veins, do not experience symptoms. While it's not clear why some people experience symptoms while others do not, it may be that the severity of the blockage or compression or other factors play a role. With up to 80% of POTS patients having a diagnosis of pelvic venous disease, as well as mast cell activation syndrome, it's clear that pelvic venous diseases are part of the ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, POTS, IBS, and long COVID suite of diseases. The chief problem, obstructed blood flows, fits very nicely with the idea that problems with blood flows, whether from the heart, through the veins, or in the microcirculation, play a key role in these diseases. The pelvis appears to be simply another place where connective tissue damage and problems with blood flows can occur. The two main syndromes, May-Thurner syndrome and Nutcracker syndrome, feature compression of the veins in the pelvic area. The primary issue McDermott sees is left iliac vein compression, also known as May-Thurner syndrome. In May-Thurner syndrome, a thick muscular artery sitting on top of the weaker, less robust left iliac vein compresses it, reducing blood flows from the legs to the upper body. Symptoms can include left leg swelling and heaviness that worsen late in the day or with prolonged standing and sitting, and which improves when the leg is elevated. Feelings of pressure and pain during walking that eases when lying supine. Red or purplish-brown skin or visible spider or varicose veins. Dysmenorrhea, menstrual pain, fatigue, dizziness, orthostatic intolerance, gut bloating pain, pain during or after intercourse, or dyspareunia. In both cases, stents to decompress the veins have proven to be safe, effective, and minimally invasive as a treatment. In more severe cases, vascular surgery can reposition the vein so that they are no longer compressed. In pelvic congestion syndrome, or PCS, the valves in the veins fail, resulting in engorged, dilated veins. PCS can produce all the symptoms of venous insufficiency plus urinary tract symptoms, increased urinary frequency, pain with urination, irritable bladder symptoms, palpitations, varicose veins, and orthostatic intolerance. As with venous insufficiency, all of these symptoms get better when lying down. PCS treatment involves embolizing, shutting down, using a minimally invasive procedure with coils and embolizing agents that stops the abnormal blood flow, thereby relieving pressure. While we need more studies, the evidence to date suggests that treating pelvic venous syndromes may help alleviate orthostatic intolerance, brain fog, and fatigue in some people. People with POTS who have not responded to POTS treatments and who experience pelvic leg pain might particularly take note of some of the pelvic venous syndrome connections. Learned something helpful? Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. You can give one time or monthly at the link at the end of the text version of The Gist. Thanks for listening.